With the rapid advancement of voice technology, many organizations exploring content localization now face a key decision: should we use human voice talent or synthetic, AI-generated voices? At Vector, where we specialize in voiceover and dubbing services across Asian and European languages, this is a question we encounter more and more often. The answer? It depends on your goals, audience, and content type. Let's explore the case for both. The rise of AI voiceover technology. Synthetic voice platforms have grown significantly in both quality and adoption. Tools such as Speechelo, a favorite among online marketers and video creators, Well Said Labs, which is used by major brands for internal training and explainer content, and Murph.ai, a rising choice for e-learning and corporate narration, now offer neural voice models that sound far more natural than earlier generations of text-to-speech, TTS, engines. These platforms can simulate human-like pacing, apply stress and emphasis, and even incorporate emotional tone, particularly in major European languages such as English, Spanish, and German. Companies like Duolingo, Nestle, and even BBC have had localization firms assisting them to deploy AI voiceovers rather than human voiceover. Use cases often in suitable training modules, app-based content, or limited scope narrations. When synthetic voices make sense. AI-generated voices are often a good fit for certain instructional videos and e-learning modules, especially when multiple languages are needed, as AI can cut costs significantly. IVR, interactive voice response, and voice prompts. Product walkthroughs or simple corporate explainers. Website readouts or accessibility support. In these cases, cost, speed, and consistency often outweigh the need for deep emotional expression or complex character acting. For large-scale internal documentation or low-visibility videos, synthetic voices can deliver clear, acceptable results quickly. However, synthetic doesn't always mean cheap. Most AI voice services operate on a subscription or per-minute pricing model. For example, platforms like Well Said Labs and Murph.ai often require pre-committed usage blocks or monthly plans depending on usage if integrated with websites. Voice quality also varies significantly between platforms, and most offer only limited demos or language options unless you're fully signed up. And if you're working with non-European languages, especially Asian languages like Thai, Japanese, Vietnamese, or Malay, the quality gap becomes more noticeable. The pronunciation accuracy, intonation, and tone variation are often less polished, leading to robotic or unnatural sounding delivery. The platforms provide tools to adjust inflections and express emotion, but doing so manually can be time-consuming and effectively turns into a post-production process.